Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Sprague.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three here. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM. The Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
The boys this morning are here. And thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us. Hope your Thursdays are off to a magnificent start. We'll talk to Joe Freeman coming up here in just a matter of moments. Big news for the Blazers yesterday. Kind of flying under the radar. Did you see the Willamette Week with the fear-mongering headline that they have?
Oh, I saw. Did you see the photo?
I did see the
Dame
photo.
Dame in a Sonic uniform?
What are we doing?
It's definitely spread. I mean, I went to the Rip City Reddit. Which it can be dangerous there.
It can be dangerous over there. I'm sure they're big fans of me over on Rip City Reddit.
I think they hate me as much as they hate you now.
Is there a Dirt sub, Dirt and Sprague subreddit over there?
There always is, man. Yeah,
these guys are too negative, man. We won 36 games last year. How are you not high on this team?
It's unbelievable. Shane Sharp is definitely going to pop.
Okay. The fear is interesting.
Hmm.
And I thought Sean Hyken wrote a really good piece on this to give another Blazer reporter some credit. Basically, I have enough experience covering the league to say the billionaire is going to win.
Yeah.
And I thought the takeaway from the release yesterday was public money.
Yeah, we're here.
Is here.
Our legs are open. What do you want? That's what you got
to
do.
This city cannot afford to
you
lose
cannot.
That team.
You cannot lose your team.
I know I understand basketball and sports is not on the
can't do it.
Front of the issues of everything.
Yeah, no, it is. For the rational-minded people, it is.
This city cannot
for normal
afford
people,
to lose
it
that
is.
Team.
We can't. We cannot survive. You imagine that? Oh, my God.
No, I don't want to imagine that.
So we'll get to that here coming up in the third hour of the show. Let's get to a couple of NFL notes. And one of them, it's a pretty big headline that we just let slip through the five hole yesterday, if you will.
Well, it's because it's been an ongoing thing. And the only thing that changed is, hey, I'm in now. I'm not out.
Also, like, let's call him out.
Oh.
And this is always the funny thing to me about holdouts. Like, we do these week-long conversations about guys wanting new contracts. They're not going to show up. They're not going to be there. How long will it go on for?
Mm.
And then this is one of the – I don't know about you.
Yeah.
This is one of the quickest caves for a guy that felt like a steadfast holdout that I've seen in recent memory.
If you're going to call out who I think you're calling out, I'm going to go.
You're going to defend him?
Yeah.
So Trey Hendrickson on Monday is like, I'm driving to Florida, bitch. You're never going to see me again. Look at me. I'm on my Instagram story hanging out on the beach. I'll keep working out. I want a new contract. We're miles apart. And like 3 days later, the headline, Trey Hendrickson, he's back.
So first of all.
He showed up again.
Bootlicker. We got that established for
you. Dude, what are we doing?
But second of all, I'm going to defend him here.
All right, what's the defense? He doesn't want to lose 50 grand a day?
Yes.
That's what they were finding him 50
grand a day. I think the agent
got
on the horn and was like, hey, Trey, you may not know this. you're losing 50 grand a day every day you're not there. And he stopped when he got to Florida and said, wait, what?
Excuse me, huh?
I'm going to need you to turn that around and come back. You don't have to practice. You don't have to play. You don't have to wear any uniform.
That's a decent amount of money every week. You're not wrong.
It's a lot of money, man. Yep. And so I think somebody got in his ear and said, do you want to lose that? And he said, no. And so I also think it's just kind of a good faith way to negotiate.
You he's not practicing. Of course, from what everything I've read, he's now doing a hold in.
Yes.
Instead of a hold out.
Well, the hold in is the thing now.
So you don't get fined.
This happened to Ayuk last year, right? Debo had this a little bit. Kittle, this happens everybody with every team. Yeah. Hold ins are the thing now. Nobody wants to get fined. The famous one was the Steelers running back.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
He actually sat out the entire year.
It ruined his career.
I mean, yeah.
I mean,
being a running back usually ruins your career anyways because it don't last very long, but yeah.
But like those tend not to go well. So I think in a weird way, you don't want to lose the money, but also I think it's kind of a good faith way of saying, all right, look, I'm here. Now let's get a deal done. He is a sack and a half in the last four seasons. He's a sack and a half behind T.J. Watt.
That's incredible.
And he's three sacks behind Myles Garrett.
He's only 30, so you're not worried about in the next year that he's going to fall off the face of the cliff. You imagine he's got 3-4 years left.
Would you care to answer the question, which two of the three players have been paid this offseason?
Right.
Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt.
They both
dude's
got
giving
their money.
You sack production at that level. Yeah, he's 30, going to be 31. He said yesterday in the media, like, my work ethic is not changing. That dude is driven. So
he's psychotic.
And he loves Cincinnati, actually. He's like,
he's an Ohio guy.
He had a big emotional thing about how the city means so much to him and the fans and the hospitals because his wife and the kid. He's all in. And so this kind of on the Bengals, too, of like, they're the cheap organization who so far has not paid him. I think he's going to get paid. They'll figure this out. His production says he should be making more money.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I make fun of him for showing up, but I get it. If you're losing, what would it be? Like $250,000 a week, whatever that would be in fines. Like, that's a lot of money. The hold in is definitely the way to do it. I just chuckle at the symbolism of, you know, Instagram stories of I'm going to Florida, then like 48 hours later, you're back at camp because it was a pretty quick turnaround. The hold in is definitely the way to do it because you don't get fined. I think he is on the right side of this argument. To your point, the other edge rushers in the league have been paid. They might not be as, I don't know what the ages of all of them are off the top of my head.
Watts
I know
was controversial because of his age.
Yeah, I mean, and Hendrickson's 30, and so I don't know if Watts
is 30.
So they're the same age. How old is Myles Garrett? I want to say he's right around the same age, too. And you, I mean, the numbers are valid. The last 2 years, they've all been in the same
29 category. 29 years old. He's going to be 30 this season.
So they're all right there, right? Yeah. So he's got an argument immediately there. Yep. And then he also has an argument looking around the roster saying, wait a minute, you've paid how much money to both wide receivers who were holding out for new contracts? And then you just got a deal done with the new guy who you drafted to replace me after he was holding out forever.
Their team building's interesting.
It's fascinating to me.
Like, I would have traded Higgins.
I absolutely would have, too.
And I like T. Higgins. I think he's a really good player. He wouldn't shock me if he had a good year.
I would have paid Hendrickson and traded Higgins.
Paid Chase.
Yes.
And those are who I would have paid, and I would have gotten some value for Higgins.
Yes, go get a first-round or second-round pick, whatever you can out of him.
Whoever, whatever it is. And, I mean, like, it's just the reality. You can't pay two receivers. Look at Miami. Miami was in the Magic Hat today. Tua had these quotes of like, Tyreek needs to earn the trust, which was like, whoa, okay, calling out names. But he's kind of not wrong. Miami is looked at as a team that's not going to probably win a lot of games. They're over under 7.5. Miami is a team for me, and I know we discussed this in real time. We didn't get to think about it and read. Jaylen Waddle got paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in real time just going, what? Like, paying two receivers is... There are definitely guys worthy of being paid. I don't want to bag check people, but as an organization, it's a tough call to want to pay two receivers good money when you have to pay the edge rusher,
the quarterback,
the left tackle, the offensive lineman, right. The guard, the center. Like, they could figure this out and be okay this year. They could take a real step in the right direction, but I've thought it's interesting team building. Like, Burrow says, pay both of them. Like, okay, thanks, Joe.
But you, of course, want them to be paid. Yeah.
We'll pay the better guy. We may dangle the other guy in trade market stuff and pay Trey Hendrickson.
The tough part with this, too, is that I think now the question becomes, how long does the hold-in last? Does he ever return to practice without a new deal, or is this just what his role is going to be for the foreseeable future? And then you mentioned a guy who prominently did this last year. For some guys, this can end up being a disaster because you're not staying in football shape. You're not practicing with the team. And I'm not saying it's the only reason that he ended up getting hurt, but I remember Brandon Ayuk early in the season because it was a hold-in. He wanted a new contract. Remember there was the viral video of him not wearing the right shorts or something and Kyle Shanahan making him change his shorts. And then I remember the first game of the year, I think they were playing the Jets on Monday Night Football, and he had what should have been a Brandon Ayuk touchdown catch that he dropped it in the back of the end zone because he was rusty. And then what happened like 2 weeks later? And again,
ACL, yeah.
I'm not saying the reason he tore his ACL was because he was a hold-in. He might have torn it if he had practiced for a month, but it's also a tough thing to overcome. And so I'm looking at Cincinnati right now as a team who I think has a decent amount of pressure on them, right? They had a best quarterback in the league arguably last year. They still missed the playoffs.
Yep.
They've re-signed their wide receivers when the offense was not their problem last year. Their defense was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And the primary guy who was impactful on their defense is holding in. Is he in game shape in week one? Does it take him 3 weeks to get up to speed? Do you actually get a contract done? Do you have the money to get a contract done? Like, even though he's back, there's a million questions that are still lingering on this storyline. And I'm wondering, similar to last year with Ayuk, I think you saw it impact the Niners' offense early in the season because they desperately needed him to be the wide receiver that he was the year before, and he clearly was not. And then he got hurt, and the rest of his season was done. And so if you don't have Hendrickson either playing or at 100% in the first month of the year, what does that do for your defense? What does that do for the start of your season? And are you derailed right out of the gate, similar to the way you were last year? I want to say the Bengals last year started 0-3, if I'm not mistaken.
It wasn't good, man.
They had a shocking loss, I remember, from Survivor Pools in week one. I think New England beat them at home. That eliminated everybody from
you
Survivor
Pools.
You and
I got eliminated, and then we were able to jump back in on a cheap price, and then we picked them again in like week two or
week
three.
Week three, they lost at home to the Commanders before we knew the Commanders were good. So they went to Kansas City in week two and lost, and that was a game that they got the pass interference call late. Kansas City won on a late field goal, and then they lost to Washington. They started the season 0-3, and they played the rest of the season 9-5, which should be a playoff record, but they got out of the gate slow.
Can you name, I'm trying to see here, so it's 1, 2, 3. Can you name the three teams of the top 20 paid wide receivers in the NFL? Wait, one, to
like the highest paid wide receiver rooms?
There's four teams that have two players on their team right now that are in the top 20 of most receiver money in the league.
Well,
can you name
Cincinnati's got to be one, right?
Cincinnati is one.
I would say Miami still has to be one.
Miami is the other. It's two more. And one of them you're going to go, that's right, of course. Because they also, Philly is
Philly,
one.
Adams
Devonta
and Brown.
Smith and A.J. Brown. A lot of that has to do with the way that Hurts' contract is structured.
Yes, and the cash
they
can give him.
Who is the fourth one?
God.
And I'll tell you this. I'll even give you a tease, a little clue. This team, one of their wide receivers is currently throwing a fit about being paid.
Ah, Washington.
Washington with the Debo Samuel
Debo
acquisition.
And McLaurin. And,
those are the four teams. Of the top 20 paid receivers, those are the four teams in the NFL that have two on their roster in the top 20.
Interesting. Yeah, look, he's back. He's in camp. They also, by the way, one other Bengal, no, not to make this a Bengal segment, they added Noah Fant today, if that does anything for you.
That does nothing for me.
Yeah, he was cut by the Seahawks. He had like 500 yards and two touchdowns last year. So, another piece offensively.
Fake Jimmy Graham is what I call Noah Fant.
I do want to get to a couple of other quarterback notes. You mentioned something that one quarterback said. He also had comments about playing in the preseason. And do we like, a year ago when the number one pick was Caleb Williams, we had to deal with quotes like, the punter's not going to play at all. We have a very different take from the number one quarterback this year. Do we like the difference
this.
In opinions from those guys? We'll dive in. A couple more NFL notes. We'll get to Joe Freeman coming up bottom of the hour back after this on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we'll get to some other MLB trade deadline newsy bits coming up in the final hour of the show.
Big name just moved.
A big name just moved. Sprague's big fan of his. Break down his game. No. Talk about him.
Look, did I recognize the name right away? No, but when I guessed the position and you told me the team,
you
I was like, yet. That's right.
You remembered him.
I know that dude.
He was in the All-Star game.
He does.
He does. We'll talk to Joe Freeman coming up here in about 12 minutes. He's back to covering the Blazers, something we've known about for a while. Very excited that it's now public and just curious to get his thoughts, man. The handsome Joe Freeman being back covering the Blazers is very cool, I think, for Blazer fans. And there's also a little bit of Blazer stuff in the news as of yesterday.
I have him creeping up behind the pinwheel. I just can't quit you.
Hello. I'm back.
Back, how much the
I
road?
I hope he's not listening right now.
That's
so creepy.
Tickling the ear of the pinwheel. Hey, Blaze.
Did him and Casey
hey Blaze
bring back the Rip City Report?
I think they should. Why would they not?
They just can't
bring
quit
it back.
Each other.
They need to rekindle the flame. I saw Casey Holdall walking around Selwood the other day.
Did you?
But I was driving. I wanted to roll down my window and yell, Casey!
You should have.
It was too quick. It was like one of those, like, I think that, and then by the time I drove by, I'm like, oh, that was Casey Holdall. I wanted to say hi.
I was supposed to do something with Richmond yesterday, and I totally blanked. I ended up having, like, an impromptu basketball practice that I ended up playing in somehow with my 13-year-old
That felt good. You go dominate?
Team.
Did you go dominate?
No, I told him
it's
I wouldn't
Trump time.
No.
Go dominate that game?
No.
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 Stop. But I missed something with Richmond. I had to call him back, and I was, like, apologizing profusely. And I got the awkward Richmond giggle because I ended the call, and I'm like, I love you. He's like, oh, I love you, too.
Thanks.
I don't think he wanted to say it, but he kind of
Once you say it, then the other person's kind of forced into saying it. You force their hand a little bit. As I mentioned going into break last year, our number one quarterback in the NFL was Caleb Williams, number one overall pick. And he had pretty funny headlines and quotes about – he called the punter and said, you better get used to sitting on the bench because we're not going to use you. That didn't quite age well. The Bears, if you don't remember, they punted quite a bit last season, and their offense was dog-ass for the vast majority of the year.
Yeah, it was.
He was fine, like, whatever, rookies are rookies, and you're going to have your ups and downs and struggles. I'm not throwing Caleb Williams out. He just came in with a big ego and big bravado, and I think was humbled immediately by the NFL. Maybe he has a bounce-back year this year.
Right.
We are getting a very different message out of the number one quarterback taken, and I still maintain it's hilarious to me, and I even fall into it from time to time, so I can't criticize anybody for it. I don't think there's ever been a more disrespected number one quarterback in the draft than Cam Ward. Even on draft day, he was like an afterthought. It
yes.
was more about where Shedeur Sanders going to go, even though Cam Ward was the number one overall pick in the draft. And that's even a storyline to me right now. Maybe it's part of the organization he's playing for. The Titans are one of the more forgettable franchises in the entire NFL. Sometimes even I forget that they exist. Cam Ward came out with a quote yesterday. And here's what he said. Hey, Cam, how's camp going? How's your offense looking? He said, quote, I think we're very mid right now. At the end of the day, it all starts with me. I have to get on the same page with my receivers. I have to watch more film. I have to be more accurate with the football.
Yeah.
The coach, Brian Callahan, has come out and, you know, said he's going to bounce back. That's how he's wired. You know, he's having his ups and downs in camp like everybody will. He said, I might not be, this is Cam Ward, I might not be where I wanted to be, but I'm throwing to 15, 16 different people every single day.
Yep.
So very honest, introspective answers about how he needs to get better and saying they as an offense right now are mid. And I kind of love the honesty from Cam Ward.
I mean, look, it is great to get honesty from him. We follow a couple radio stations and people and hosts that are in Nashville. And so I see updates from them at camp. And he basically, camp's not been amazing for their offense. I love the honesty. It also doesn't help that Treylon Burks got hurt.
Dude, that trade, man. Somebody had a final graphic of the A.J. Brown trade that led to the Burke draft pick.
Yeah, it's tough. He's a good player when he's healthy.
Yeah,
the injury stuff. That's a great poll question, by the way. Do you forget the Tennessee Titans are one of the more forgettable franchises in the NFL?
Yeah.
That's a hot take. I love that.
I mean, they're pretty forgettable.
I think the market definitely hurts. I almost think Shadur falling was a bigger story than Cam Ward being picked number one, which was insane because Cam Ward was a zero-star recruit.
He was a zero-star recruit.
Where did he play?
Incarnate Word.
Incarnate Word.
I remember doing segments about an Incarnate Word transfer quarterback Washington State, and he was like a Heisman dark horse.
It's nuts.
It was like, nobody's ever heard of this guy. What are we talking about?
It's a Disney movie
that
nobody would have believed, and it was like, well, Shador's still slipping.
Mel Kiper yelling, eating his pumpkin pie on television.
I think this is kind of an weird way. Look, fit and chemistry and coaching, like all of that is a huge part of the equation, right? You hear Joey Harrington say that with Isaac Zouk on Fridays about just, it's not just that the player might not play well. It is a combination of things. And then you mentally might spiral a little bit and you lose that confidence. I'm a Cam Ward believer, you famously are not. But I think part of the reason you aren't, and many people probably aren't, is because it's hard to imagine that that franchise is currently sitting in a good spot.
Got to do it right and figure it out around him.
Their coach is sitting in a lot of uncertainty. Many thought he'd be a one and done because of how bad they were. He doesn't have a lot of great targets. There's just nothing. What's the most positive thing about the Tennessee Titans right now?
Their social media account on draft day.
That's it?
Or schedule release day, I should say.
Like, if I took away Cam Ward, what would you point to?
Derrick Henry.
Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
It's a defensive lineman.
The Titans are bad, dude.
The Titans are bad.
They're bad. And it's not easy to pull a franchise out of the gutter.
I feel for these young quarterbacks that have to go to such bad situations. And some guys can lift it up. I think Daniels was super talented. I also think it was a combination of having Terry McLaurin was there. Coaching staff, ownership, culture turnover, like Bobby Wagner being a leader on that team. Like
the stars aligned.
Yeah, all of those things. And his talent was a huge factor of that. So
it's okay to acknowledge that, too. People can view that as disrespectful to a Daniels or even a CJ Stroud just because we didn't see it coming. But in the aftermath of it, you're like, dude, that team was a lot better than we thought going into the year. They hired the right person at head coach.
Yeah, they did.
They've drafted well. Like, all of these things came together and intersected with the young quarterback playing well.
Right.
Doesn't have to be disrespectful to the guy.
I don't know what a successful season's going to be measured at for him. You know, like, he could have high turnovers.
Which I wouldn't be surprised by.
Well, he's rolling the dice in practice. To do it. They're like, he's forcing balls into double teams right now because when he's playing against the defense, he don't have a lot of time, and it's like, I can fit in that window, and he's going to learn.
Yeah. That's what practice is for, too. That's what, I mean, that was the old J.J. Watt bit a week ago about people overreacting to practice stuff. It's one of the dumbest things we do, because as a quarterback, you're just, can I make that throw?
No doubt.
Like, you're trying, can I fit it into that window?
No doubt.
All right, I got a corner out against a cover three. Can I get it in between the safety? Like, those are the kind of things that you work on, and then if you throw the pick, you say, okay, I probably shouldn't throw that ball in the game against that specific look. One other quick quarterback note, and then we'll get to Joe Freeman coming up here in about 5 minutes. Where are we at on Tua? Tua came out with some quotes where he's talking about Tyreek Hill needing to reprove himself to the locker room. That whole thing, I think, is going to be a dumpster fire this year. We had to deal with the dumb Emmanuel Acho debate for like 3 straight years, and he's since been fired, thank God, about Tua or Justin Herbert, which then led to this like beef between the two fan bases, which is dumb because I love Tua and I want him to be successful. The Dolphins are planning on playing him extended time in their 3 preseason games. He said, he had a quote basically saying, I'm not too cool for preseason games. It's a guy that feels like every time I watch him, I'm like closing one eye, fearful of what's going to happen to him when he's on the field. A guy who got his extension. They made the playoffs 2 years ago, but he can't win games with the cold, and he can't stay healthy. Where are we at on Tua?
First of all, it would have been really cool if he leaned into the dad joke and just said, I'm not Tua cool to play in preseason.
But is he actually a dad? Or just making dad jokes as a non-dad?
Dad joke in general. Something you might hear on the happy hour, and then we decide if it's funny or not funny.
That's right.
And it's one of those like, oh, good dad joke.
That was pretty good.
Cool. I wouldn't play you.
Yeah, that's the fear.
What am I getting out of that?
Risk of injury?
Well, yeah, so you're listing a negative. You said they're saying he's going to play in all three?
Tua's planning on, he says he wants to play extended time in all three preseason games. I'm not too cool for preseason.
Yeah, well, I want a lot of other things that I'm not getting either. You're not playing in preseason.
He's going into his sixth year in the NFL. You shouldn't be at the point in that career where you need extended time in the preseason.
I think an under-the-radar thing is guys that might be going into years where it's maybe their last year to prove their franchise quarterbacks, and that might be a hot take because Tua's contract is massive. But
yes. Teams have proven they can get out of those kind of deals, though.
If they're not good and they hit the under of their win totals of 7.5, right, and McDaniel gets fired and now like the offensive guy who loved and raved you about you is gone, who are they hiring next? Because you ain't their guy. And maybe you will be. Maybe it'll be somebody that's like, no. I also believe in Tua.
Yeah.
Great. They lost their left tackle to random retirement. And that was a really sad story to read about what that guy was dealing with for so many years. Tyreek Hill is just a mess. I like Jalen Waddle. I think at best Jalen Waddle is a three, and I don't trust him to stay healthy. I don't know. It's the Miami Dolphins smell funky.
They lost their entire secondary from last year.
They seem to be okay with that.
Yeah.
We'll see where they're at with the run game too. You're going to need a balanced attack because clearly that passing attack doesn't work when it get into October.
It's sub 50 degrees. It's going to freeze up, man.
Yeah, once you get out of the comforts of the warm weather, that has not worked. So, is it the last year to you guys?
It seems like it. That's the vibe that I have going into the year for sure. Like this is kind of it. You got to go prove it.
Does he get another year as a starter if Miami doesn't work out?
I think somebody will kick the tires on him. If you could get him for cheap, I could see a team being desperate and kicking the tires on him.
Is he the new Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, very well could be.
He's not bad.
But he's not great, but he's kind of in that no man's land. And if you put him in the right spot in the right contract, maybe you get something. Put him in a dome. That would help a little bit. Because then hopefully you wouldn't have to deal with cold weather games.
Whoa.
Hey.
What are you talking about? I thought you were...
I mean, I'm pro-cold football, but no, if you're a Tua fan, you're not pro-cold football because he can't throw a football if it's 38 degrees outside.
He's 27 years old.
He's going into his sixth year in the NFL, man. Like, he's been around a long time. That's why it's interesting with him playing in preseason
He'll be
football,
back,
and that's
by the
why
way.
It's a storyline.
Not a chance of getting out of this.
What's the dead money hit?
Just signed last year, 4 years, 212, 167 guaranteed.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Zach Wilson is their backup, as Deal points out. So
I thought it was Quinn Ewers.
Quinn Ewers is there. He was a seventh-round pick.
Third string then?
Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Let's get to the Blazer news that was happening yesterday. Joe Freeman now covering the Blazers again for the Oregonian. We got a coalition of people in our city saying, don't keep your hands off our team, damn it. We're going to build a new arena. What does he make of it? And just everything else going on around the organization. Our buddy Joe Freeman is next on the Daily Ticker.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
Pelican Brewing Company on the scoreboard with today's Daily Ticker, and in your hand with summertime refreshment. Reach for your favorite Pelican brews at a store near you. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. The synergy in this segment is always perfect when we get the handsome Joe Freeman on, because his Twitter picture is him drinking, I don't know if it's a beer, but he's got something in his hand, and he's on the beach. So I'm just imagining that it's a pelican in his hand. And joining us now is a man who is back to covering the Portland Trailblazers, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Freeman. Handsome Joe Freeman. The Twitter handle finally makes sense again, at Blazer Freeman on Twitter. First off, dude, congrats. How excited are we to be back on the Blazer beat?
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's been a good 5 years. Nice little break. Do something different. Missed all the bad stuff. You know, missed the trading and the flopping and the flailing and the tanking. And I'm just going to slide right back in when things are starting to look promising. That's how I roll.
Let's be honest here. It's good to have you back on the beat. I got a Rip City Report question for you. Is that going to be a thing again? Yeah. Are we Walton or
rekindling old lovers? Let's go.
Odin, what?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I just the news is just breaking here about returning, so we haven't delved too deeply into the details. I have to get back to you on that one.
Okay, the thing I want to ask you, and it's just Joe, it's just me, it's you, it's Dirt, like that's it.
We're just hanging and talking.
It's just us. Yeah. It's just us. It's just us. We're chilling on a Thursday morning, you know, we're relaxing, getting ready for the weekend.
I mean, that's right. What are you not excited for? What's the part of the gig that's like, I don't want to eat food in Oklahoma City? Like, what's the little thing about the gig you're not excited for?
Any more time away from the family is never something I look forward to. And, you know, you get to about January, you know, you start questioning your life's decisions. You're like, I don't have anything to write about. I've written everything I could possibly write. The team is, you know, it's in a lull. You're in Milwaukee on a Tuesday, you know. That kind of a situation. Those are probably the two things that pop fresh to mind.
Okay. And my response to that is, wait, I thought the NBA season started in January. They start before then? This game's going on before
exactly.
then?
Exactly.
In the calendar?
Yeah.
Let's get to this. So, I mean, in the news yesterday, like, you're jumping in. I mean, you joke about it, but it is a really interesting time, right? Dame is back, which that elicits all sorts of opinions. Everybody just, well, this is the best thing that's ever happened. And some people saying, well, he's 35 and he's coming off an Achilles injury. Does it fit with your young guards? And the team's up for sale. And we're all fearful of a moving. Are we moving to Seattle? Is it going to be the Seattle Trailblazers? This group comes out yesterday saying, keep our Blazers in Portland. I'm just curious what your reaction was to that and thoughts on the message maybe that sends to calm some of the nerves of the fans.
I think anytime you have a large local swell of support with prominent people, I think it's always a positive, you know, and they're talking about, generating funds for improvements to Moda Center, or to at least investigate that, or to build a new arena. I don't think anybody knows what's going on with that. And a lot of that will be incumbent on what a new ownership group comes in and does. But I think it's generally speaking a positive development for the franchise and its future in Portland. I mean, I could be naive. I could be in the minority. I don't see the Blazers leaving this city. But I think anything like that, you know, ensures that belief comes to fruition.
I know they're trying to sell the team, and so now it's at a point where it's like people just want to make the most money they possibly can. Mm-hmm. So I guess in a way this would go against the interest. Could the team do anything publicly that would maybe help, like, the Rip City, you know, nutsos out there that are losing their minds and scared they're going to lose their team? Like, do you think the team could do anything to help kind of calm some of the waters a little bit?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. Because on the one hand, if you're an ownership group that's on the way out, you can't make any promises, because when anything gets sold, you know, it's up to the new group to decide what it is they're going to do. They've got that, obviously, the bridge lease in place until, what is it, 2930? Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's another 4 or 5 years there. Everybody looks to what happened, rightfully so, to Seattle. But there were so many things behind the scenes and so many issues along the way that led to that. And I've listened to an incredible podcast on that fairly recently. The Ringer did a podcast years ago, and they kind of resurfaced on my radar. And there was so much going on politically in Seattle that kind of led to that even becoming a thing. And it had to do with, you know, stadium financing, because the city had financed multiple stadiums, you know, for baseball and so forth. And even they financed a remodel of, you know, the Sonics arena when it was Key Arena downtown. And they did such a poor job of it that very quickly it wasn't modernized. So I just went on a tangent there and trying to answer your question. But I don't know what a current ownership group could do to quell any fears of fans. I think going back to the original topic, the group that is, you know, trying to do something locally that, you know, is deeply rooted in Rip City, will go a long way for that. I think politically we've seen support with Ron Wyden and others who are very outspoken about keeping the team. I think all of that helps. But, you know, from a financial standpoint, it's going to be interesting, because it very well might take some public-private, you know, dual financing for any type of an arena. And to be completely clear, I have not done this wealth of research and digging on this subject. I just switched back over. So this is just all my opinion. It's not any reporting-based, you know, facts.
Yeah. We're talking with Joe Freeman, the handsome Joe Freeman, our favorite, Blazer Freeman on Twitter, covering the Blazers once again after long last for the Oregonian, back after a five-year hiatus. I will ask you, I mean, I'm trying to think of my timelines. I think Paul died in, what was that, 2018? When did Paul die?
The Pelican series, yep. After that.
Yeah. So you were covering the team when Jody took over. I'm just curious, like, now, because I tend to agree with you, Joe, on the, I have a really hard time seeing them move, especially to Seattle. Like, of all the places just up north, I don't even know how people in Seattle would feel about that. The whole thing's weird. I don't think it's going to happen. Jody's ownership tenure is very unique. We never once heard her speak publicly. She never once gave an interview. Now the team is for sale. I'm curious where you're at on that and what it means. I know it's an unknown. We could get some guy from China that we never hear from, and maybe he doesn't care about winning, and maybe we get an Ishbia, maybe we get a Ballmer. Just where's Joe Freeman at on that after 5 years away and now Jody's selling the team?
Well, there was always a deadline on that because of the trust and all of that. I remember having a conversation with someone well before this, years ago, and this person was like, I mean, there is an expiration date on this. It's legally, you know, she had to sell it as part of the trust. And I think it was pretty clear she was just waiting for the right time to capitalize generate the most money, rightfully so, as someone who's in that position, that's sort of your charge. You know, I don't know what type of owner she's been, because I haven't, you know, been in the weeds on that. Internally, what I've always heard is she's always been, you know, good to work with and eager to do whatever the front office and coaching staff wanted from that standpoint. But it will be intriguing to see what type of owner comes in, because we've had Paul Allen for, or the Allen family for, for what, since the 90s or since the 80s. So it's all modern day Blazers know, and it will be a new era. I do agree with you on the Seattle thing, though. It seems to me the league is just using Seattle as a you know, a threat to any franchise to get any new infrastructure and buildings, right? I mean, it's a team needs this or a team needs that. Well, they can always move to Seattle, so you better do something locally. I mean, I don't know how long that's going to be able to last, but that seems to me that's the play there.
Yeah. Final one for you, Joe, because we appreciate the time, my man. I know there's kind of a million little things, but is there one thing in particular that strikes your interest? You've dove into the beat again. You're at the Drew Presser. I saw that. Like, what is something that's catching your attention right away being back on the beat about the current Blazers?
Well, it's obviously a transition from this. They're trying to balance this whole, we want to be a playoff team, but we still have this pretty young roster. And I guess one of the more interesting things, just from a bird's eye view, is Scoot Henderson. And is he the guy, and is he going to take the next step? I think internally the organization would, sure, they're banking on that. They invested a high draft pick on him. And if he is going to be the guy, can you imagine a more ideal and perfect scenario to be in than to have Drew Holiday, Damian Lillard, and Chauncey Billups be your three, you know, be your mentoring, nurturing core? I mean, you've got a future Hall of Famer in Dame, a two-time All-Star and six-time All-NBA guy in Drew Holiday, a two-time champion, and then a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, if he's ever going to be the guy, we're about to find out, because you cannot have, you know, a better situation to grow in than that. And for a player who's taken his lumps and had his ups and downs on the court for 2 years, you know, he's stepping into a time where, you know, he needs to really show if he's the guy. And I think that's quite clearly one of the biggest storylines going into this season.
Big year three for Scoot Henderson. It'll be a big year one for Joe Freeman, back on the beat of the Blazers, back where he belongs. Blazer Freeman on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Once again, covering the team for the Oregonian. Handsome Joe, it is always great to catch up with you. Hopefully the Florida State fan has eaten the poop by now and you have a happy football season. And let's do this again soon, buddy.
It's great. Love talking to you guys. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
There you go. Joe Freeman of the Oregonian.
He's back.
He's back, baby.
Yeah. I found out about this a few weeks ago and that changes were coming to the beat. And I text somebody at the Oregonian and I was like, hey, man, that's pretty cool that all this happened. He goes, how did you know?
Out? Who's your source?
Don't worry about my sauces.
We had our own leakers over here. Who were the leakers at the Oregonian? They had leakers too.
Sauces,
we both
man.
Had. We had a leak off the last couple of weeks.
Be in the media for a while. You get to meet people. But finding out he was back on the beat, I was really excited about that. Think back to a day of covering the Blazers, him and Quick, right? Take you back to a certain moment. But, you know, I'm excited to have him back on the Blazer beat. He's a good friend of the program, so it'll be nice to read Joe Freeman's Blazer thoughts again.
Agree completely. Let's talk about something he wrote about and talked about yesterday, and then we just asked him about the coalition of people saying, keep your hands off our team. Next on 105.1 FM, The Fan. Well, let's get to this. So yesterday, the Blazers were in the news, and it was an interesting twist, right? Like, I think there is that fear out there. You went to Rip City Reddit yesterday.
Well... yeah.
Yeah. The Willamette Week came out with a headline, Don't Take Our Team or whatever it was. And it had a picture of Dame in a Seattle Sonics uniform.
Why would you do that? I mean, is there a way to write that without having to, like, make people go, what?
I didn't know newspapers could be that clickbaity, but that's about as clickbaity as you could get, a Damian Lillard Sonics uniform on the cover of your newspaper. Like, yeah, that'll get people's attention. I tend to agree with Joe. I just, you know, your antennas go up when the commissioner says what he says. I think most of it is leverage. I still have a hard time seeing the team ultimately moving. And this now group of people have come together, and it includes Tina Kotek, the governor, obviously, and Keith Wilson, the mayor, mm-hmm. who have now added their names on top of it, and they have written a letter to the commissioner of the NBA saying, quote, the Portland Trailblazers are more than a part of our history. They're part of our future. And the letter marks the first significant public lobbying that we've seen from prominent politicians about the Blazers and figuring out how to keep them here.
Yeah.
And this began when a group of, you know, elected officials, business leaders, former players, they started by writing a letter to the governor's office this week stressing the urgency. They wrote in the letter, leadership begins with clear-eyed recognition that Portland and Oregon will need to compete with other cities who are likely already plotting to woo the next Blazer owner to their city. There's right. more to this that I want to unpack, and I want to get into some of the details of what they're talking about and asking for, but I'm just curious on the surface level, your reaction to getting prominent people together, including Clyde Drexler, saying, hey, let's find a way to keep this thing in the city of Portland.
This needs to be done. I don't know what else can be done at this point, but mostly for somebody that grew up and right when the franchise was born, the title, I mean, my formative years and the one sporting tradition that seemingly passed on to generations in the Portland market, separate from Oregon State or Oregon, but in the Portland market, it would be devastating to this community to lose it. There is no going back at that point.
No. I mean, it's the end of us as a sports city. No offense to other teams, but
I still think some of that article on the Weekly was a little fear-mongering. Clearly, they're not expanding the way that Silver thought they would. I think a valid question, because I assume you're going to carry some over, is are we as a city going to be willing to spend public money?
Yeah, that's a big million-dollar question.
I think
or a billion-dollar question.
Hyken kind of said that. Like, there's rarely an instance where this works out where the city isn't giving some money. And I know that's a big controversial topic here,
mm-hmm.
but to Swag's point, like, it's an institution. It's
you cannot,
the city.
You cannot lose it.
So I think that's the next question.
Either a complete renovation of Moda Center,
which sounds like what they want to do.
If it is part of a whole, creating a whole entertainment
district
down there
for years,
and there's going to be jobs, and there's going to be retail, and there's going to be restaurants, and there's going to be other sorts of entertainment, you are more likely to get more buy-in from more places for the city to pump money in than if it's just the stadium.
Well, and there's an element, too, that I want to reference Hyken on something that passed recently that might not apply at all, which is unfortunate.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to that. I'm going to carry that over. So we'll tell you who's in the group, what you need to know, and some of the thoughts that they're throwing out there. I want to start the final hour there. Before we go and wrap this hour up, though, right now, if you text the word RACE, R-A-C-E, to 503-864-6326, you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets, weekend passes, I should say, to the BitNow Grand Prix of Portland, which is going on August 8th through the 10th out of Portland International Raceway. So again, text RACE, R-A-C-E, to 503-864-6326. Your chance to win. We'll have some more to give away tomorrow. Loaded final hour. We'll start here. We'll get to some MLB trade deadline stuff. A big name pitcher was on the move a little bit earlier. We'll update you on everything going on the diamond. But this group, who are they? What do they want? What are they telling the local politicians? Start the final hour there next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.